When figures were released a few weeks ago on the number of homes sold in the month of July, they showed an interesting trend. Nationwide, the sales of existing homes were down by 4% compared to July of last year. Sales were down 2% across North Carolina. But in the Charlotte area, they were up by about 10%. UNC Charlotte economist John Connaughton says there's good reason for the discrepancy.
When you look at the five-year growth in home prices in Charlotte, it's been fairly stable over that five-year period, 3%, 4%, 5% per year kind of a thing. So we didn't have the big boom bubble. And as a result of that, we're not going to have a bust.
Those bubbles created in other markets in places like Florida and California are caused by speculation. People invest in real estate, driving prices up. Later, the opposite happens. When the market's hot, investors start selling and prices begin falling. Pat Riley is the president of Charlotte-based mega real estate firm, the Allen Tate Company. He says in many of those other bubble markets, there's not as much buildable land. That's not an issue in Charlotte. Riley also says market factors here are playing into home buyers' hands.
All of the builders are here, and with all the national builders here, that means a lot of competition. So nobody can get out of whack because competition is the best assurance that you're not going to go off the deep end.
Riley says those lower home prices are part of an overall package that makes Charlotte very attractive to someone considering a move. Jobs, weather, and ample entertainment options are some of the other factors that he says his company's clients say are drawing them toward Charlotte. About 50,000 people move here every year.
If I can get an airport and if I can work from home, if I'm a consultant, we're seeing them leave the bubble markets and they're coming here, and many times they're paying cash because of the equity they've attained in the market they left. They're not going to wait for another run or another bubble.
Hello?
That's the same situation Susan and Rod Gonzaga found themselves in a year ago. They're not consultants, but they do work from home. They sit with their backs to each other in a corner office in their year-old brick facade house in North Charlotte. They moved here last fall from Gaithersburg, Maryland, a suburb of Washington, D.C.
After 3 years of living in the D.C. metro area, we really wanted to get to a metro area that had very affordable housing, job growth and opportunities, and really a better lifestyle for us.
So they looked at Charlotte, and they liked what they saw. They put their house in Maryland on the market and sold it in less than a week.
We did make some money on the sale of the house, but we were able to move to Charlotte, build a brand new house for less money than we ended up selling for in Gaithersburg.
Taking a break from her work as their two dogs sleep on the floor next to her, Gonzaga says her family's move to the Highland Creek area has been a definite upgrade.
Our house is currently 3,300 square feet, whereas in Maryland we were living in a 1,600 square foot middle unit townhouse and basically would never be able to afford this house up there.
Similar stories can be found all over Charlotte. That's why Allen Tate president Pat Riley is bullish on the market here. He says as long as the Charlotte economy remains strong, then the local housing market should too, no matter what's happening elsewhere.
Real estate is very local, very regional, and you can't take a broad brush swath across the country and say it's all the same, because it isn't. Wherever you're creating jobs, you have a great chance for a fabulous housing market.
Connaughton, the UNC Charlotte economist, says there could be some slowdown in housing sales in the Charlotte area, but at smaller rates than the national average.
I expect housing prices and housing sales and starts to probably continue on, but at a slower pace, but not that kind of retrenchment that you're probably going to see in a lot of other major metropolitan markets over the next year.
Over the past 3 years, homes in the hottest 20 metropolitan markets have increased in value by an average of nearly 80%. In the Charlotte area, it's been closer to 20%. So while Charlotte homeowners may have watched with envy as those other markets swelled, they can take comfort now as those same homes lose value while the value of their home continues to climb. For WFAE News, I'm Scott Graff.